I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to The Catch Up. It's your host, Kat, joined by my 5'8", my sparring partner. I like when Timmy referred to me as a sparring partner, so I'm going to start using that. And I guess the guy who knows it all in rugby league, the rugby league guru.
This is quickly becoming my favorite hour of the week, just quietly, Kat. Everything else I do is so serious, and stats and predictions and accountability. I absolutely love this hour. We can sit back and have a giggle, and most of my life is spent on rugby league social media, as you all know. So to be able to sit back and talk through the highlights and whatnot, I absolutely love it.
I like that this show is basically just what our chat history on Instagram looks like, because we send each other all the funny stuff that we see. And so what you're about to see is basically what we've just shared with each other all week.
Which is the beauty of it. It's just raw, what you do with your mates, what you have a laugh at, what you see on the weekend. And, you know, there might be things that we see that you guys might have missed, because we're also obviously watching it a lot more closer. And I think some of this stuff too, which we talk about today, even one of these stories, I saw it on the weekend, thought it was funny. Kat actually gave me a heap of context behind it that makes it even funnier now. So we can sort of give you a little bit more detail on those sort of things, a stack to get into today.
Yeah. So before we do that though, how was your weekend? What did you do? You obviously watched all the games. Any thoughts?
Yeah, had a good weekend. Obviously watched all the games and whatnot. I was in here Sunday night doing content. We then had, you know, bloke in a bar on a Monday. So a busy few days, as it always is, but thoroughly enjoyed my weekend. Now, you... Was there any grounds that you didn't make it to this weekend? You certainly had some fun. You've done a lot in the last few days.
I really jam-packed last week. I think I don't even know how I got that much done, but I actually only went to the Leichhardt games. I saw Tiger Sharks. I had every intention of going to Belmore. It didn't work out. I think I had an event earlier in that day. An NBA event, which was really fun, but I couldn't do everything. So.
I saw you at soccer games, rugby league games, basketball.
Yeah.
You were everywhere.
I was. And I saw so many league players as well. So I got to do a little kind of Q&A piece at the Lebanon-Australia game, which was a Socceroos game. Mm. And that was really nice because obviously I'm both backgrounds, so it was really cool to give my thoughts on that. But then at the game, I saw Adam Dewey, Mitch Moses, Robbie Farah. So there were a few nice Lebanese league players there. And then at the NBA event, I saw Josh Mansour, Jason Saab, and Kennedy Cherrington. And once again, you know, there's your Lebo in Mansour, and I guess Saab by association too. So real Lebanese representation going on.
Isn't Kennedy just the best? I think she's hilarious.
She's unreal. And they interviewed her and Saab together about kind of the NRL season so far. And obviously NRLW hasn't kicked off yet, but she is such a great personality. I think there's no better person to promote the game than her. She just ticks every box.
I've seen it a few times live. Like Kennedy will be somewhere doing an interview talking to people, and she'll just grab 10 or 15 girls that are there and go, hey, let's do a TikTok.
Yeah.
And they just love it. They just absolutely love it.
No, she's such a natural with all the social media stuff. She was actually in the running for social media kind of person of the year at the TikTok awards last year.
That's unreal. How good's that?
And she was competing against the Matildas, which is a whole club. Oh, a whole country. Sorry.
Shout out to Kennedy. We should try and get her in here.
Yeah,
actually.
No, I think this show would be right up our alley as well.
Kick me off, get her on, be unreal.
All right, I'm going to make that happen.
Superstar.
Now, speaking of Leichhardt, it was my first Leichhardt Oval experience and I feel spoiled. I feel like I had a once-in-a-lifetime experience for some people. I was there actually with a friend, Shaq TV, who's a content creator, and his girlfriend. And Shaq is a hardcore Tigers supporter. If you follow any of his content, you'd see that any opportunity to go to the training grounds, he's there. But he said to me, I've never seen Tigers win live. Home, away games, you mentioned it, he has never seen them win. So on Saturday night, that was his first time seeing them win.
Shout out to Shaq TV. I actually met him a couple of weeks ago. He came in here and we got talking and we actually realized that not only did we go to the same school, I was in the year above him and we didn't remember each other nor had ever met each other. So funny how that can happen sometimes. But yeah, champion fella. Yeah, the Tigers, you know, it's sort of a bit of a running joke, Kat, over the last few years. There was a trial game a couple of years ago where the Tigers smashed Manly. Mm. And at halftime, the West Tigers fans stood up and gave the Tigers a standing ovation. So it's been a big thing in the Hello Sport world about where you're allowed to have standing O's or not. And when they came off at halftime the other night against the Sharkies, there was a standing O in that game. Yeah. So I had a bit of a giggle to myself, but Tigers, very impressive. I've got to ask you, Leichhardt Oval. Mm. I love it. I think that the energy that you get at Leichhardt Oval is just second to none. It is unbelievable. You know, people complain about, you know, it's not the easiest place to get to at times when you're looking for parking or like the amenities in there. It's not, you know, 10 out of 10 once you're in there. But I just think the energy and the vibe around the joint makes up for everything.
Oh, yeah. As soon as we walked in, energy, it was jam-packed. It felt a little bit like a Easter showy vibes.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
All of the food. Yeah, yeah, all of the food and yeah, the carnival vibe. Yeah. Sorry, that's more so the word I'm looking for.
Carnival.
And then, yeah, so many people around and obviously so many Tigers jerseys, but you kind of get a little bit of everyone, which is really cool. I think being a local oval, I walk past Leichhardt multiple times a week. I live in that area, but I've never been to one of their games. Yeah, and I think it was just so cool to see how many people they could actually fit in there.
Yep.
We were just in the grass area too. So you have to stand up or, you know, you're all sandwiched like sardines, but it's all part of the experience and you can hear every conversation going on around you and all the shit that people are saying. It's hilarious.
I'll tell you a little story about Leichhardt. When sort of COVID was really getting into its work and we're all in lockdown and the NRL was in its bubble, playing a lot of games out of Leichhardt Oval. Mm. And I had one of the absolute legends reach out to me who lives in one of the houses that backs onto the back fence. So when we were all watching those games on TV with no crowds, he was actually standing on a couple of cases of beer in his backyard looking over the fence watching them, and he invited me over to watch a game from there, and I was like, oh, this would be the best content ever, but it was when it was still a bit iffy if you leave your house or you're going into different areas, so I didn't end up going, but I thought how unreal would any his bedroom on the top level had a balcony out the back that just looks over the eighth wonder of the world, like a oval. Was unbelievable. Imagine like the entire world can't watch sport, can't watch rugby league during that point, and in his backyard he's got the NRL happening. Unbelievable.
And it's Leichhardt, so you're just as close as the actual grass patch. We had that house I think behind us. Had some friends, they were all sitting on their roof and everybody's making contact with them, everybody's talking to them like, oh bro, what house, you know.
And it's like where their house is, if you think about Leichhardt Oval, like you've got the grandstand on one side and everything, and then you got all the trees around the rest of it. It's just that one open spot that you can look over the entire thing. It's an unreal place, Leichhardt Oval. And lucky enough, like a lot of Howard Matt's and SG Ball games are there. I've probably watched more junior games there than I have first grade games, which is great because there's a few less people there, so it's a bit more chilled. But the vibe, it's still just the same. It's unbelievable, Leichhardt. So you were over on the Wayne Pearce Hill?
I was. We weren't quite near the Wayne Pearce stand. We were a bit further around the side, kind of behind the light, which is a bit inconvenient. But we, you know, like you said, parking's a little hard. We were rushing a little bit to get there. So anyway, it was a great experience. But I bring up the Tigers because our first story is about the Tigers today. Something that I think you know, we've discussed, but I'll provide a bit more context on. Then I want to jump into the Para Eels heritage jersey, which they've unveiled over the weekend. We've got a footballer that made a surprise appearance in a Stormzy video clip. And I had to tell you who Stormzy was this morning, so that was great.
Not my proudest moment.
Not your greatest moment. We'll dive a little bit more into kind of what the Bulldogs are doing. They've released a Monopoly game. They've got a podcast coming out. Just a few cool things in the social media space. And then I want to talk about the Warriors because I think they have set a new standard for social media in the rugby league. And then finally, of course, everybody's favorite, the Guess Who. I'm going to challenge you. This one's from me. I'm going to challenge you to an NRL Guess Who.
Now I'm drawing a line in the sand. It from now on is known as the Guess Who.
Okay. NRL Guess Who.
Now we did one of these the other day in the Roo Crew. The Patreon's down below if you want to join us there, which you can only see in there. And I think Kat thought that she had me stumped.
I think I did for a moment, but I didn't. Did I?
That was good fun. That one. Ugh. Looking forward to another episode. Yeah, that'll be good. I think we're 1-1 at the moment.
No, I think you're 2. It's
2-1?
Yeah, we're 2-1.
Okay, I'll take that. Yeah. Actually, we're 2-1, but the other one hasn't been released yet, I don't think.
Oh,
spoiler.
True. Oh, no.
Watch out.
Pretend you didn't see that. You don't know the result. All right, so speaking of the Tigers game, an amazing win from them. Unreal job from Benji. He knows what he's doing. We love to see it. I think a shock result in the best possible way and selfishly, just being at Leichhardt Oval was an amazing experience for that one. But at the end of the game, obviously the boys are in the sheds, some images were released of them holding A4 sheets of paper singing the team song. I saw ABC Sport reported it saying, you know, when you need the lyrics on paper to sing your team song, kind of alluding to the fact that they've won so few times that no one knows the team song.
Yeah, and, you know, I hate when media writes these articles and people don't – I mean, I'm sorry. If all those – like the Tigers have got a number of new players over the last 2 years or so. If the Tigers already knew the song off by heart, wouldn't that indicate to you that they were practicing their victory song in the preseason instead of training and trying to win games of football? I actually love it when you see things like this. I think it's very raw. I love that clubs just embrace it.
Yeah.
I love that clubs don't – like you know, we obviously do a lot of social media stuff, and like it would be really easy for them to have the words on the wall but then film from a certain angle so you couldn't see it.
Yeah.
I just love that they just embrace it. They jump in, they get the bits of paper, they read it off, and they will get used to it. The more games they win, the Tigers, they will get used to it. They'll start to know it off by heart. But it's also not an old song,
no,
correct?
So I saw comments and I investigated. So it's not their original team song. This is actually a new song, and it's made up half of the West song and half of the Balmain song. So this is a brilliant move by Benji to kind of reconnect the club with their history. And I confirmed this. I asked Bud Sullivan, why were you holding an A4 sheet of paper in the sheds? And he confirmed it's a new song and that's why.
Love that. See, and good on Benji Marshall. I really like that. I think that a big problem with the Tigers for a long time has been sort of finding a way to merge the two clubs, which is a very tough situation. So yeah, I love that. By the way, a little bit off topic. What about Benji Marshall? Skucks Deluxe. What about the bag of fruit? He looked amazing.
The way you worded that's gold.
All time.
Yeah, he always looks great. I mean, you've got to just carry yourself. Don't bring – you're going to comment on how I just said he always looks great, aren't you?
No comment. I think he does always look great. He looks unreal. You know what I love though, Kat, and we spoke about it last week. A week ago, I'm reading articles about how Benji Marshall isn't at training enough and he's not full-time coach and it's bullshit. He puts 30 on the Sharks. He puts a nice suit on to go to the press conference. I read an article the other day that was questioning the Cronulla Sharks and how professional they are because they had tracksuits on.
Here we go.
Pick a side of the fence and stick to it.
Yeah, this is just the media though, isn't it? They'll change the narrative to suit whatever agenda they've got that week. And personally, I think it's early days for Benji, but he's ticking all the boxes he needs to tick right now. And whatever time he decides to get to training, that's his prerogative, and it doesn't seem to affect anyone. And I think it's all good signs at the moment. I just hope that they can keep it up because it was a great game. They played unbelievably. I think they just put on a real show for the Sharks. I think the Sharks, they didn't make it over the bridge.
They struggled. No, didn't get over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Captain Cook Bridge. What a great game to be out there for, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, it was so good. Like unreal. I said, I'll go on about it forever. Now I need to do my local grounds experience.
Yes.
So we've got to do Belmore. I've got to go down south, watch St. George.
Well, I believe not a local ground, but I believe you're venturing out to a game of footy this weekend.
Of course. Good Friday. I've got to watch Bulldogs South. I've never been more nervous for this clash, if I'm honest.
Now, I have suggested to Kat that she does an Instagram takeover, and I'm going to really put her on the spot here, which is going to put her under pressure to actually do it. So stay tuned to the Guru Instagram because you might get a little Kathmandu takeover. Sorry to put you on the spot like that, but I think it's going to be really successful and I think people will love it. And if you do want to see it, leave it in the comments. Let Kat know how much you would love to see a little Guru takeover by, as someone called you in the Roo Crew this week, the cat litter.
That's not a great note to...
Not a great one. Did make me giggle though. Little bubble bath for me.
That is really funny. It is really funny. Now, let's move on because I think we're like 15 minutes in and we've talked about one story. Because this is heavy-hitting news, of course. But this was... I feel like this one has been a little polarizing. Some lovers, some haters, whatever you want to say. But the Para Eels have launched their heritage jersey and it's obviously retro, but it's inspired by their early 2000 teams. What are your thoughts on the blue and gold in this new kind of design?
The jersey itself, I like it. The collar section I'm a little bit iffy on, but I actually thought that Parramatta's approach to this was a genuine 10 out of 10.
Like the social kind of launch?
Oh, mate, it was unreal. I saw the clip originally, the little preview they put out, and it started with them putting on the rugby league PlayStation game. We've got it sitting out there, one of the best games of all time. I think it was the 03 rugby league game, one of my favourites ever. The graphics are the worst things in the world. They had about 7 templates of players and they fit everyone across the NRL and the Super League. It's ridiculous. Players, if you ran backwards enough, eventually the defense would get tired and you could just run around the outside. Real old school shitty game.
Yeah.
But it will always be so special to me and special to a lot of rugby league fans. Andrew Voss on commentary. Vossy with some absolute gold. We spoke about it last week on the show. Down the hay diddle diddle, taking him out like garbage bin. Just some of the all-time greats from Vossy on there. 3 letters, 4 points. That's a try. Just unreal stuff. And for Parramatta to bring that back and to use the jersey from that period, I thought it was 10 out of 10. I was sitting there with Hammy yesterday in the studio and we were actually watching the preview. And Hammy goes, oh, I think there's a player like with the jersey on playing PlayStation. I went, yeah, I'm not sure who the player is. It kind of looks like Nathan Kalos. And then, of course, it came out, it was Nathan Kalos. What a nice little touch. I love that.
No, I think to get the player in as well that you kind of associate with that period of time. You know, you think Luke Burr, Nathan Hindmarsh, all these guys, but then to get an iconic persona like that to actually put the jersey on.
Yeah, a club captain for a long time, Nathan Kalos, one of the greats. I'll never forget the night he was a front row forward cat that kicked a field goal one night and hit it very, very sweetly. A little highlight there. I don't know if I remember another front row forward ever kicking a field goal. And he was the guy they went to. It wasn't just a lucky thing that they set up for Nathan Kalos to kick a field goal. And it wasn't like his last game or a special game. It was, we need a one-pointer now. Let's go to Nathan Kalos.
Give it to Kalos.
It was incredible. I thought Parramatta, they absolutely hit that out of the park. I thought that was content of the week for me. I absolutely frothed it. And shout out to our main man, James, out at the Parramatta Eels. Mate, doing good things, brother. Doing very, very good things.
Yeah, he definitely is. Things that you love to see. Now, I'm going to shake it up a little bit. So, as I mentioned earlier, Guru didn't know who Stormzy was this morning. And I think you've come to remember who he might be. Is that correct?
Look, all I heard you say was something about Stormzy and Kai Pearce-Paul. And I went, my draft player's gone to the Melbourne Storm. Could you imagine Kai Pearce-Paul under Craig Bellamy? This is going to turn my draft season on its head. Incorrect.
Yeah, incorrect. So it was on the Knights HQ podcast where they had Kai Pearce-Paul on and they talked about how he has appeared in a Stormzy video clip. This was 10 years ago, so he would have been pretty young at the time, but it's in the Wicked Skengman 4 video clip. And as somebody who loves Stormzy's music, I had no idea about this, but I love it. I love the crossover. So Kai actually talks about it on the pod, which is really, really cool. He's in the back behind Stormzy with a hoodie on, and it's a good minute of Kai Pierce-Paul. So it's not just a flash moment, but it got me thinking about media crossovers and what some of the footy players have done to in the wider media, I suppose. Yeah. And so I asked ChatGPT to tell me what players have done what in the media space. And I'm going to read some of these out to you, but I also want you to have a think, Guru, about any of your favorite kind of media crossovers with rugby league. Look, you've got the likes of Bo Ryan. It's a given.
Yep.
He's done 1,000 things in the media space and he's just killed it. But it's a lot of players, a lot more than I thought actually, have made cameos in different shows and things. I mean, let's just kick it off with the one that I just think isn't, I don't think it's true at all. And so I'm wondering how ChatGPT got this, but they seem to believe that Sonny Bill Williams appeared in the Fast and Furious 9 and the Game Plan with The Rock. Now, I Googled it. I don't think it's true.
Yeah, I'm calling Porky Pie on that.
But Sonny Bill in Fast and Furious, I can kind of see it and I kind of like it.
You can see him in a tight singlet, chain around the neck, like smoke from a car in the background. I can see it, but I refuse to believe it.
I can see him, you know, drifting off.
I still remember when I was a kid cat, I was about 8 or 9 years old and maybe I was like 10 or 11 now, I think timing was. Anyway, we were coming back from, we had like a family thing, a family lunch thing over at Cronulla and we're driving past the airport and I still remember Mum pulled up to get petrol and I went inside to get a little bag of chips, salt and vinegar, weapon of choice.
Yeah, the only flavour that you should be buying.
Thank you. I walk in there and this would have been 2004, 2005 and Sonny Bill Williams was standing in there.
No way.
And I almost fucking shit myself. I was so excited to see SB Dubs. This is when he was a young superstar. He'd just come in. He had the earring in, the stud. He had the hat on a little bit of an angle. He was doing it all SBW and he was the absolute superstar of the time. I mean, he still is the superstar of the time, to be fair. It's one of those moments I will never forget, just walking in and seeing SB Dubs. I think getting stuck into a bag of salt and V as well. Great choice.
Well, I like him even more now.
Yeah, thank you, right?
I love that. But there's some other names on here. So Sam Burgess apparently has been on Home and Away, Jonathan Thurston. We know he's made so many cameo appearances in different Australian TV shows. Billy Slater as well, Paul Gallen. And then we've had the likes of Daily Cherry Evans apparently starred in a TV drama series called House Husbands. Have you ever heard about this?
Now, I reckon ChatGPT is doing you dirty here.
I don't know what's going on here. And Anthony Mundine was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here and Dancing with the Stars. Both
yeah,
ring
Chop
a bell.
Yeah, Chop was on those. Yeah, yeah. So was yeah. Wendell.
So it's getting a little confusing because some are right and some are wrong. I think yeah. There's a bit of poetic license here. And then Nathan Kalis, speaking of the devil, was on Outrageous Fortune, which is a New Zealand TV drama too, apparently.
Yeah, right. Okay, anyway, he's obviously a former Kiwis captain, Kalis, so that one could check out.
Could check out. Very interesting. And let's just end it on this. It's a fantastic note. Braithen Astor on My Kitchen Rules.
Braithen Astor, how good. Man, I know people give Braith a lot of shit and whatnot. I'm a huge fan. I love Braith. Talk to him here and there on Instagram and whatnot. Yeah. I got all the time in the world for Braith. And honestly, him going on NRL 360, he could have quite easily just become the biggest villain in rugby league if he wants to. And I just think he has absolutely nailed his role on that show. He does so well. I've got a lot of time for Braith. He's got a fantastic story. Huge fan of Braith.
Yeah, I've met him once too and he was awesome. But I think we often talk about NRL players pursuing that kind of media career after. And Braith has done a brilliant job of transitioning into what it's not just a punditry role either. He actually can host this content and he's very professional. And I think if you didn't know he had a background in footy, you'd think he's just, you know, a media personality, grew up as more of a journo.
He's a real Swiss Army knife, Braithen Astor. He actually he's a very good golfer as well, Kat. You talk to people that are in golf circles, I actually reckon he might have been a better golfer than a footballer,
which
is crazy. He's one of those guys, people give Braith a lot of shit for his footy career and whatnot, but Man, Braith was a premiership winner. He's the captain of multiple clubs. He played for the Kangaroos. He played for New South Wales. Braith was an absolute superstar coming out of Marcelin Randwick, and he was a premiership winner with the Bulldogs in his first few years as a 5'8". Yeah, incredible. Such a good player, Braith and Asta. Yeah. I think that he came in with the same sort of hype that like a Luke Brooks did and achieved a lot early. And I think people will say that Braith's career probably didn't hit the heights it should have, but I disagree. I thought he had a fantastic career, Braith. Always been a good fella, captain the Roosters, captain the Tigers. But I personally think Braith is going to have a much bigger impact on rugby league, similar to like Matty Johnson stuff. Yep. Post-game, because the stuff he does is tremendous.
But I think he offers something different to the likes of Matty John.
Doesn't sit on the fence, doesn't. No. He's very, he speaks his mind, Braith, and he's not afraid to disagree with the people on the panel with him. But I think he's always very fair. I think he's also got his fingers in a few pies. Like he's obviously, you know, the manager of Cam Munster, Lachie Ilias. These are guys who have been in the headlines a lot over the last 12 months. And I think the way Braith has navigated it has been very, very impressive. A real family man, Braith, and doing a lot of good things off field with men's mental health as well. So shout out to Braith. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, me too. And he's loves a workout in the garage if you follow him on social media.
Yeah, well, and part of that is the mental health side that Braith is doing. That garage is down in Coogee, I believe.
Yeah. I think he's a Coogee local.
Yeah, he's a Coogee local. Yeah. Yes, he is a Coogee local, Braith. Just doing fantastic things. It's ticking a lot of boxes, Braith. He's a bit like an onion. There's a lot of layers to Braith.
Yeah.
And the more you get to know him, the more you see, the more impressive he is. And he's a guy, you know, he's had a reasonably tough trot over the last few years with a divorce and everything, but he's done really well with himself, Braith. I'm really happy for him.
I agree. I think he's a great example for emerging players who want to pursue a career like that to see how they can do it and how they can bring a lot to the table with their experiences. But now, we discussed the Knights HQ podcast, which you should definitely check out if you are a Knights fan or just want to know the stories of that team. But the Bulldogs are also releasing a podcast, which is hosted by former player Josh Reynolds, which I think is really, really cool to kind of keep it in the family. It's called Beyond Belmore. That's launching soon. But I wanted to bring up this Bulldogs Monopoly game, which has just come out.
Yeah,
they're going to be sending me one, which I'm really excited for. So we'll obviously sit down and play. It could be the last time we ever talk if it's a traditional Monopoly game. But who do you think would be the Mayfair of the Bulldogs Monopoly?
Yeah, really good question. When we went up to do the live show with KO with the Dolphins, they actually had a Dolphins Monopoly, and obviously they've only been around for 12 months. But so like we were having a look at who was placed where, and you know, obviously if you get the Blues up the top, you're sitting pretty. But if you got the Browns down the bottom, a bit of a kick in the dick if you miss the board entirely, especially with the Dolphins where you've only got a squad of 30 that have ever existed. Yeah. That was pretty funny to have a look at that. I think Hamiso was the top dog on that one, which was fair. Or maybe it was Wayne and Hamiso actually, which makes complete sense. Doggies. I reckon up the very top of the Canterbury Bulldogs, I think you would have to have the great Steve Mortimer, obviously the father of Andrew Mortimer, Morts of Blue Wealth Property fame, who's a fucking legend. I love him. But I think I would have to have Stevie Mortimer as the number one. Number two is interesting. That's where, Kat, you're probably starting to look at your Hazemel Masries, your Andrew Ryans of the world. You got a few options there. Did you have a standout one that came to you straight away?
I mean, the first I agree with. You can't.
Yeah, Stevie Mortimer.
It's Morts. What do you think I would say? Let's just remember where I'm from, my background. Of course I'm going to say El Masri.
El Masri. Yeah. Very fair shout. I'll tell you what I would love, and I don't think anyone will ever get on top of Turvey, but geez, it would be great if in 20, 30 years we're looking at Bulldogs Monopoly going Crichton, Burton.
Yeah, wouldn't that
these be sort
cool.
of guys, that would be unreal. I'd love to say it. But
do you think any of the current guys get a spot on that board?
I think Stephen Crichton well and truly could. I think Matt Burton well and truly could. Like, this is the whole thing that they've got talented players there.
Yeah.
You just got to start to turn the tide. And this is the whole thing. If Burton and Critter are the guys to bring a very proud club like Canterbury out of these dark days, that means a lot. Like, if they are the next team and the players to win a premiership for the Canterbury Bulldogs, First one since 04. Yeah, yeah. Bloody oath they get on that board.
Now, I am having a little look here, and as it turns out, a few of those guys have actually made it onto the board. So we've got a few young and old iconic players like James Graham and Terry Lamb, but then we've got...
Oh, my God, I forgot Terry Lamb. Yeah, no, we've got Burden. Oh, shit.
Mortimer, of course.
Yeah, it's got to be Mortimer and Terry Lamb. Barbar, for sure.
Yep. So there you go.
Oh, what a bed shit by me. God, that's bad.
Yeah, people, Bulldogs fans just scream.
If anyone
in the
wants
comments.
The guru account, reach out. You're going to have it. I'm in all sorts. How dare I?
Anyway, so looking forward to getting that game in and we'll.
Yeah, I'm keen to see. So what? Does it tell you, did you know who's on all of them already or just some of them?
No, just some of them. Yeah, I'm sure you can actually probably zoom into the board and just see it, but I kind of want. A little bit of a surprise when
I
we
like
open
that.
It the
yeah.
first time.
We should make some content out of that.
Oh, yeah, and we will. We
if anyone else, will. If any other teams out there have their Monopoly, please reach out, send it to us. We would love to do a live reaction. That is unreal content. Yeah. I'd love to
do that.
Do
you know
do
what
that.
I've just seen? I zoomed in a little bit. Curiosity killed the cat, as they say. And I saw Crossways Hotel, which is my best friend's local pub.
Love that.
And I know the players go there. I've never actually been there at the same time as any of the players, but a few that I've met in passing, they'll always bring up the Crossways.
Yeah,
it's
love
a bit
that.
Iconic.
Unreal.
All right, let's move on because while we're still on the Bulldogs, I want to talk about Winston Neville. We've had Winston on. We did our Bulldogs 17 preview as we were heading into the season.
Yeah.
But Winston is one of the most passionate Bulldog supporters I've ever seen in my life. But not just that, the content that he produces is high quality. He does awesome things with it. And I think he brings attention to all the right things in the game and across the team. But he collabed with the Bulldogs to do a piece on six different nationalities within the team. So he went out and asked people who were at Belmore over the weekend, can you name six different nationalities across the team and the players and all that kind of stuff? Obviously tying in the multicultural theme of the weekend, but I love this from Winston. The content is amazing, but it's just so great to see clubs collabing with passionate supporters.
Yeah, and, you know, full credit to Winston. You know, like you'll see him appear on the Bulldogs page and go, oh, yeah, good on him. That's an overnight thing. Like, no, Winston's been grinding for years and years and years doing this sort of stuff. He's got his podcast, The Orange Peelers. Go and check it out. Does great things. We had him sitting in here a few weeks ago. Spoke to him last night. A young guy in content that I've got a lot of time for. I can talk about it now because it's already happening and stuff, but I caught up with Roasty a couple of months ago and we were just sort of talking about the content space and who we like and whatnot. And at that point, I didn't know too much about Winston. Mm. And, mate, Roasty gave him a huge rap as someone in content that he thinks has got a lot of ability and a lot to offer. And it sort of put him on my radar a little bit. Started to watch him then. I've just been so impressed with him and obviously meeting him. He's such a good kid. He's fantastic. And now you can see also the Bulldogs are collabing with him, but Roasty's done a lot of things with him as well, where he's sharing a lot of those things as well. So just full credit to Winston. And you know what? It's like, it's easy to make content when your team's high flying and you're winning games. Canterbury have been absolutely struggling and Winston is just there week in, week out. So full credit to him. And I absolutely love that the Canterbury Bulldogs have looked around the room and gone, okay, who's the most passionate dude we can find? Who can we work with? And they've gone out and instead of just getting a former player and sticking a mic in their mouth, they've gone and found someone that is passionate about the club, someone that is on the ground, someone that is one of their fans and lent into it. I love that clubs are doing this. I think it is unreal. And I think that if you can establish yourself as the biggest fan of that club, I think they would be crazy not to lean into it.
Yeah. And also he's so likable and he's got a great reputation. People enjoy his content. He literally rates hot dogs as how many let's trots out of 10. A guy like that is unreal. That's perfect content for them.
You love to see good people in rugby league doing well, and Winston is definitely one of them. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely stoked with him. Shout out to you, brother. I know that you watch this show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he messaged me every week after this one. He loves it, Kat. So shout out to you, Winston. We should actually get him in for one of these. He'd actually be really good on one of these. He's a good personality for it.
You know what? Maybe post Good Friday we can get him on and we can relive the Bulldog South's experience a little bit.
I like that. Winston, reach out to us, mate. Reach out to us. We should do that next week.
Yeah, we'll get you on next week or the following. We'll figure it out. But, yeah, go on. Yeah, no, we love Winston with an I.
Winston without a Y.
All right.
That ad, it is going to withstand the test of time. Unbelievably.
So. It's kind of like the hearing hotline or whatever that one. 1-300-655-06.
Yeah. What's your favourites of all time for those? Like Tip Top's the one, Thank You Mum, that one still sticks with
me. The one
that
like the Not Happy Jan ad.
Not Happy Jan, that was a cracker.
Quoted that a lot.
You can do what you want to do it. Perish of Blue was always a good one.
I think for me, one of the most iconic pieces of advertising is the earlier Qantas ads. Like I used to legitimately cry at my TV. I'm so proud to be Australian.
When I remember when I got on the plane last week at Brisbane to come home, I was with Hammy and we're standing there looking at the plane, just Qantas, and he goes, "Man, the flying guru, there's something in this." And I just went, "Oh, Hammy, I'm too tired. Leave me alone."
Oh my gosh, but we need a Qantas partnership.
Well, I'm sure that everyone at Qantas is tuning in, so that'll be great. The flying guru.
Tag Qantas, guys.
Love that.
All right, I love it. Now, speaking of social media, what the Bulldogs are doing, I think there is no question that the clubs have all upped their game over the last two seasons. Specifically this season, I feel like there is just so much more emphasis on the content and what they're doing week to week. From the Manly Way, like a deeper dive content series, to what I wanted to highlight, which is what the Warriors are doing just on their social media, their reels, their TikTok. The content is just unbelievable. The quality is so great and the creativity behind it too. They did a post for Fenua Blake, which was this kind of it made me think of Dragon Ball Z and anime. Mm. It had that real kind of Japanese cartoon feel for that amazing move that he did over the weekend, but the comments were just saying that there needs to be a Dally M for social media in the NRL. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and yeah, like I just think that social media in rugby league has just taken off over the last few years, and I think your teams like the Warriors, Parramatta, they really have just taken it to a new level over the last few years, and it's been because they've brought the right people inside. The Warriors, they are moving the needle. Vintage Jackson, who was at YKTR, one of the great blokes of all time, he's made the move over there and he is absolutely dominating in that space over there. Jackson, he's killing it.
He's made a real impact.
Oh, he's made a huge impact. Yeah. And it's very, you know, does it impact on-field play? Probably not, but just the vibe around the place is so much better. The Warriors is something you want to be involved in now. Mm. The Warriors is a team that you want to be successful in. I think it's because you can also connect with their content. And you know what? They do the Japanese anime stuff, which is cool. But then they also, like to me, they did a Seinfeld reference a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they did.
Which I absolutely love. That gets to me straight away. You know, and it didn't mean a stack to me, but like when they released their heritage jersey the other day, they did the photo shoot in like a milk barn. And like in my group chats, we sort of went, "What's that? I don't get it." But then from talking to Kiwi people, they went, "Fuck, that's us."
Yeah.
That's what we're like. They just get it, the Warriors. Yeah,
they know what their brand is. They know what their voice is. They know what kind of makes them them.
Yep.
And they tell the story so well.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to highlight that you could be a Seinfeld guru if you weren't the rugby league guru.
We went to a Seinfeld trivia one night a couple of years ago. Shout out to Tommy Spencer. I know he'll be watching as well. I think there was 57 teams. We came fourth. So it wasn't a bad knock.
Not a bad knock at all.
Do love my Seinfeld. Yeah. Greatest show of all time.
I'm convinced that got me the job here too, because
it didn't hinder.
More or less, you know, I was somewhat raised on Seinfeld. It was always on at home as well. And don't mind the odd Elaine dance here and there, you know, when I'm thumbs out.
And the little kicks. It's funny, like showing my little brothers, my little brothers are like 17 and 19, but for them, they've never grown up in a world without mobile phones. And pretty much every Seinfeld episode that ever existed is solved by having a mobile phone. And they just can't understand it. You know what I mean?
That's good.
Which I think is unreal. Yeah. Love Seinfeld. Always will.
Yeah, me too. And while we're in Hollywood and we're on the Waz, Jack Black, did you know? Apparently he supports the Waz, but apparently he also supports Penrith or, you know, whatever jersey he's handed at any specific time.
Man, how good's Jack Black, eh? He is absolutely timeless.
He is timeless.
I'll tell you what, if you're looking for a good little follow, go to his social media, his Instagram.
Is it really funny?
Oh, hilarious. Does some unreal shit on there, especially during COVID. He did some sick stuff. I've never met a guy who has less shame. He is just, I make it out like I've met Jack Black. Definitely haven't. That was fucking stupid.
It's actually like you had dinner together and yeah, you were really like we moved just hang by out. The conversation.
Yeah, mad, sick one. I absolutely love Jack Black though, huge fan. I remember as a kid, really won me over in the School of Rock.
Yes, I was going to bring up the School of Rock.
Mm, great flick.
Because I think for our age group, that movie was iconic. Like I think I watched it
yeah.
a thousand times.
You know, two of the kids from that are married now.
To each other.
Yeah, they wow. met on that set as children and are married together. The kid that played the drums.
And the blonde girl?
Yeah, and the blonde girl. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm pretty sorry, sure.
I was so distracted by the story. Timmy. I showed empty Timmy's chair. That's
He's offering
really cool.
as much as he does on Supercoach anyway, so that's fine. Duck
wow.
eggs.
You know what I like about that is that they were a bit of an item in the movie too.
Yeah, they
like
were.
You
yeah.
got the feeling
you were
that
like, ooh.
They could have a future together.
Yeah.
Well, here
Love
we are.
Love to see that.
Anyway, so Jack Black was wearing a Waz jersey.
Yeah.
Because he appeared on Hit Breakfast, which is a radio show over there. He's promoting the new Minecraft movie. So he's been actually living in New Zealand with Jason Momoa is obviously there for this as well and a few other actors. But, he was introduced to Kiwi culture on the radio show and obviously the Warriors is a huge part of that.
Couple of questions.
I hope First I have the all, answers.
There's a Warcraft movie?
Minecraft.
Minecraft movie, sure. Mm-hmm. And did you say the new one? Does that mean there already is?
The upcoming what? Minecraft movie.
Okay, right.
Let's not overcomplicate this.
Yeah, no, I'm very interested. I haven't heard anything about that. That's mad. But, in the Waz jersey, Warriors see an opportunity, take it with both hands, shock me.
Yeah. Sorry, I got my wires crossed there. He's living in New Zealand to film the Minecraft movie.
Gotcha.
He's promoting Kung Fu Panda 4.
They've got four movies out of Kung Fu Panda. What a knock. Christ, that's impressive.
Anyway, I'm glad that I could figure that one out for you guys. For
good.
Those at home, would hate to mislead you with that information.
That's good. Love Jack Black. Unreal.
Me too. All right. Now, my favorite social clip of yours last week was actually, funnily enough, it was as I was leaving Leichhardt Oval, I opened up my phone and saw you just reminding everyone of Nico Hines' performance and the fact that you traded Valentine Holmes in and, you know, it was a great decision from you. A risky move. There were a lot of comments saying that you shouldn't have done it and it was a real test of the guru's power, but you made the right choice. Talk to us a little bit about that clip, but then I also want to know what was your favorite social media highlight of the week.
Yeah, look, I was a pig in mud on Saturday night. Thoroughly enjoyed myself. Sometimes you make these big plays and they work out. Sometimes they don't. You might remember 12 months ago when I told people not to buy Nico Hines. He came out and scored 180 and absolutely fisted me. So you win some, you lose some. And you might remember as well that time last year, I got it completely wrong. I was way off the mark. I jumped straight on social media and said, hey, best sledge in the comments. You'll get a prize on beers and break evens this week. So when it's going well, you got to enjoy it. When you're going shit though, you've also got to enjoy it. You got to embrace it as well and bring the licks on.
Yeah.
So it goes both ways. But that Nico Hines thing at the time, it couldn't have actually worked out better. Hines dropped a heap of cash. Val Holmes is the second highest scorer of the week. I had him as VC, got a stack of points. Val Holmes made 100K this week. Nico Hines lost 100K and will continue to lose money. But now, and we'll talk about it more on Beers and Break-Evens, but with all these injuries to Cleary, to Mitch Moses, halfback's a bit of a shit fight now, and having Nico Hines might not be a bad option.
We went from having all of these halfback options to, well, now, you know, if you have Nico, that's great. And if not, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Potentially, yeah.
How dare you?
I whispered that.
Yeah, whispered it. Nico Hines has a bye in 2 weeks as well. So it's going to be a really interesting time. It's amazing how Supercoach does this. It just gives us the most ridiculous situations
it sure
of all
does,
time.
Because last week I was at the top and this week I'm back where I belong.
Yep, good. Glad to see it. Get out of my chair. Never again. That was good fun. Put up the social reel, just taking a bit of the piss out of the people that had a crack at me. Did really well, like for a Supercoach post to get 100,000 views. Well. Don't see that very often, so I was absolutely stoked with that. Just good content. Once again, when you're right, I'm going to rub it in your face. When I lose, though, I'm going to rub it in your face to give me shit about it, which I do quite often. Look at your Tyrell Sloan, your Sonny Luke. So enjoy it when you're on top and take the piss out of yourself when you're on the bottom. It's always
like
my
it.
Approach.
And I think that's a great attitude to have.
Because I'll be on the bottom heaps. Don't worry about that. My time will come.
Yeah, I feel like some people write their insults in their notes when you do well, and then they're ready to post it when you do badly.
And credit to them, because I deserve it, because I rub it in your face when I'm on top.
Plan ahead.
Yeah.
Plan ahead.
I back it. Good on you.
So tell me more widely, did you have anything that you particularly liked on the social media front this week?
I'll tell you what, Kate, you've done a really good job covering a lot of things already. I thought that the Parramatta Eels thing was probably my highlight of the week. I really, really enjoyed the way that they went about that. I'll tell you what else I'm liking. The show, and you have to forgive me, I'm shooting a blank on what it's called to get it for you now. The show that like Ryan Pappenhausen and Cameron Munster are doing, I think it's called Oz American Highlights or something. I actually shared a clip from it last night. I'll get the name of it here. But I like that the boys are jumping on and doing that sort of stuff. The page is called Oz Americans, is that it? Oz American Aces, sorry. God, that was tough. I made that look hard. Oz American Aces. That was real tough. Go and have a look at it. The boys jumping on there, talking each week in a podcast and whatnot. Obviously, Cam Munster, we have no idea what's going on here. We had the little leak of Cameron Smith last week that we spoke about, talking about he doesn't know when he's going to be back. And it's good to hear just the players talking openly about this.
Yeah.
If you hear that clip from Cam Munster, he actually opens by saying, it's really good that I'll be playing this year. I'm hopeful to be playing this year or something, which was really worrying. So someone actually sent me a message yesterday that the way that he read it, which I hope he's on the money, was that it was in response to Pappy's question, who wasn't able to play last year.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that's the context.
The context is really important in this one.
That's not how I took it when I first heard it, but I'm starting to wonder if I just misunderstood the context. Mm. But hopefully Cameron Munster back in the next few weeks. But I love the boys are jumping on the mic and talking like that. I think it's unreal. That was probably my highlight from this week, seeing the boys and the Parramatta stuff. Anything else that jumped out to you?
I mean, there's so much content these days and I'm absolutely loving it, but I'll agree with you. I'm such a sucker for that more deep dive content. Yeah. You know, I love knowing the behind the scenes. This is in everything. Like I've always been like that. If there is anything behind the scenes, I'm going to watch it. So I think it was obviously these podcasts you're talking about, the Knights Pod, Manly released their episode on Las Vegas. They beat the Rabbitohs. So I was really curious to know what they did that week that made them so much better than us. It was a great game regardless, but I love that type of stuff. So it was really, really, really cool to get a bit of their POV of that week because it was such a different experience for these teams as well.
I have got a few things I want to throw in here. I've just looked through my archive storage and there's some absolute cracking content that I loved. One was from the Gold Coast Titans. They had Coach Desi Hasler. They're going through a tough trot at the moment, the Titans, but they had Desi Hasler in their offices. And there's there's a man that they've sort of got that helps out on their staff who's got some form of disability, but he's a real high energy guy. He just loves it. And there's a thing of Desi Hasler showing him a secret handshake and then his hat falls off and Desi puts it on his head, goes to walk away and then gives it to him. And just a really nice, wholesome moment there that I really enjoyed. Top shelf by the Titans. The other one that caught my eye that I really liked, and now that I think about it, this is probably actually my top little bit of content for the week. Cam Murray played game 150?
Yeah.
Or 150? Or 200?
200, hold on.
200 was it, I think. Yeah, sorry. Incredible player, Cam Murray, obviously. But
it was 150, sorry.
150, yeah. They had he's still very young, Cam Murray. It's actually unbelievable he's at 150. Yeah. How old's Cam Murray? What, 25,
26? 1998, so
26. Oh, my God. God, that's off its head. Cam Murray, they had a clip of him playing for his local side, the Mascot Jets, obviously Mascot Oval, about 400 metres this way, playing for the Mascot Jets, and he sort of makes a half break, and then it flips to a highlight of Cam Murray playing for the South Sydney Rabbitohs, and the way that they timed it up and the way that it clipped, it was just perfect. That was probably my favourite bit of content from the entire week. It was sort of lost in all the South Sydney, shit fuckery and whatnot, and their big loss to the Roosters. But I thought that Cam Murray clip was absolutely all time. So shout out to the South Sydney social team. Probably didn't get the attention that it should have because of how it all played out with South Sydney, but that was probably my favourite clip. And maybe I'm a little bit biased because he's a mascot Jet and all that sort of stuff, but I just love local guys that come through their junior clubs and go on to not only play first grade, but in my opinion, will go on to be club legends. He's already the club captain. Incredible stuff.
Oh, it's the best type of story. It's what I love that in any sport.
Yeah.
And especially in footy, because it is such a local game in that sense, the connection between grassroots and the professional level. It's definitely there, and you can see it in the history of a lot of these players. So yeah, super special. And I think it's a good point that it was probably missed a little bit due to all of the other stuff that was going on. And I'm also glad that you didn't ask me about that game on Friday. I really, really appreciate that, because none of those were my highlight, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, best to leave that one in the back seat.
All right, now to everybody's favorite segment. It's Guess Roo, where I provide the guru with up to 6 clues to guess which player I'm thinking about. Are you ready?
I am ready. I've got the 6 clues. I like to get it by about 3 or 4. That's sort of the standard. I obviously like to get it full stop, but I like to get it by the 3 or 4. Kat. Yeah. So fingers crossed.
You've set the bar for yourself at that.
Yeah.
And I respect it, but you do have 6 should you need them.
Yeah. Okay. It's good to have it in the back pocket.
All right. Let's dive in. I was born on the 3rd of November, 1983.
1983. So we're looking at about 40 years of age, Kathmandu.
Correct.
If my maths is correct, which I'm a big maths guy, 40 years of age. Okay. So a retired player.
Mm-hmm. That's another.
Makes it tough. I like that.
That was technically another clue, but we'll let it pass. I have represented both New Zealand and Samoa on an international level.
Samoa and New Zealand. So did you say that another clue was that the player was retired?
Yes.
Was that one of the clues? At 40 years of age, this player's retired from the NRL?
No, because you said, oh, they're retired, and I said yes, but technically that's another clue.
Cheers, Kat. Really helpful. All right, 40 years of age, New Zealand and Samoa representative. Yep, next.
I have played for numerous clubs throughout my career, including Penrith Panthers, Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, Parramatta Eels, and Hull FC.
Okay, journeyman, 40 years of age, played internationals for New Zealand and Samoa, 3 clubs in the NRL and 1 stint over in England. I think I've got a general idea of who it is, but I'm going to just take one more clue to be safe.
All right, so that would be our 4th clue.
4th clue coming now?
Coming now.
Okay, that's okay, yep.
I believe. I retired from professional rugby league in 2017.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's a shit clue, but anyway. I mean, I guess it tells me you played for a long time, sure. Okay, retired in 2017, and this is clue number 4. The guy I'm thinking of, he played for so long that I'm actually shooting a bit of a blank on when he actually retired. I'm pretty confident I've got it, but I do not want to risk losing it. So I'm going to take clue number 5, Kat.
Okay. We can do that.
What have we got?
Oh, this might give it away, but I was known by the nickname.
If he's got a nickname, I know who it is.
Okay.
Because it's one of the great nicknames of all time. It has to be Frank the Tank.
Correct.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, well done.
Frankie Pritchard, how good.
I don't even think that last clue really counted.
No. If you start the sentence, we have to, because it's confirmed it for me.
Fair.
So we got that one in 5. Still a pass, but not to the standards we like to have. I was thinking Frank earlier, but Jeez, like when I think about guys that are like 40 years old trying to place when they retired and everything, it's just because he jumped around so many clubs, was trying to work it out. But, mate, Frank was such a good footballer, doing a lot of very good things in rugby league as well at the moment. Frank, I believe he's actually working maybe for the Dragons in their junior development.
So he's one of those players who kind of moved into coaching and everything post-retirement. So he's remained in the sport.
Yeah, I think he does a bit with the RLPA too, potentially. One of the good guys, Frankie Pritchard, was his younger brother, was actually playing for Parramatta a couple of years ago, Kaiser Pritchard, who was I think he had to retire early because he had too many injuries, just too tough for his own good, Kaiser. But Frank was an absolute weapon, one of the better back rowers I've ever seen. Could play in the middle as well, but an incredible offload. Very, very good fella, Frankie Pritchard. Yeah. Went to Hull, did he? Is that what you said?
Yeah, he spent a year. 2016 he was in Hull, came to Parramatta for the 2017 season, which I believe he only played about 8 games and he retired that same season. So
yeah, I think that was the sort of period where they brought in like Anthony Watmo and those sort of guys as well. It didn't pan out overly well, that sort of period. But Frankie Pritchard, Frank the Tank.
There you go. And so I just looked it up. He's got the head coaching role with the St. George Dragons for the Howard Matts team.
Yeah.
And he's also a coach on the Patrician Brothers Fairfield rugby league team, which is the school my dad went to. So thought I'd share that.
Yeah. Very good. Shout out to Frank the Tank. Very good fella and a very, very good footballer.
Yeah.
Is that us done and
dusted? That's us done, guys. So thank you for tuning in to the catch up. I think we touched on most teams today, which was really cool. But once again, guys, for episode next week, let us know if there's things you want to talk about. Send in anything that kind of caught your eye on social media. And if you've got a guess who for Roo, because I want to get that right, please send it in. I love it when it comes from you guys because I feel like, you know, it's an opportunity for you to challenge him yourself.
Minimum 50 games played. Don't pick me some guy from your high school that I've never heard of and probably no one's ever heard of, respectfully to them. Minimum 50 NRL games. But the challenge, I think, is in your questions, Kat.
Absolutely.
You make them really specific. For example, you know, if you want to tell me which clubs he played for, if he played for 4 clubs, just tell me 2 of them. Yeah. Make it interesting like that.
Are you critiquing my questioning?
Well, no, I'm saying to them.
Okay, because it sounds a little bit
like we'll have a private review a little bit later, but we'll sit back and watch the tape and talk about a few things.
Yeah. Cool. Can't wait for that.
That'll be good fun.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, thank you for tuning in. Roo, thank you for joining me once again. Next week, we'll look to get someone else on. Over the coming weeks, it's definitely something we want to start doing, getting that third perspective on all the stories that we're talking about. But until then, we'll see you across the Patreon. Don't forget to sign up to the Roo Crew. There's so much content. We do some of these guest Roos in there as well. So that's good to keep Roo on his toes. And then, of course, we've got all our regular episodes and content coming up this week. So stay tuned for that.
Adios.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.